أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذ أخذنا ميثاق بني إسرائيل لا تعبدون إلا الله وبالوالدين إحسانا. صدق الله العظيم. As we read previously, that the Bani Israel who claimed that they were the children of the Anbiya alayhi salatu wa salam, and therefore they won't be punished severely or for long, just for a few days in Jahannam, and then they will be set free. So Allah Ta'ala explains that to get salvation from Jahannam and to get entry into Jannat and to earn Allah's pleasure, the major thing is not being the children of the Anbiya, it is all the children or connected with any family or anyone, but it is Iman and Amal Salihah. Whoever in the world has got Iman and Amal Salihah, though he's not connected with any Nabi or anything, but he will gain salvation. So with regard to that, the first thing that Allah Ta'ala had commanded was لا تعبدون إلا الله. The first thing that is required, that we should worship only Allah. There should be no shirk, no partnership with Allah Ta'ala in the being of Allah Ta'ala. We don't believe in any other God or anyone. And also as far as the actions of Allah, which are exclusive to Allah, that Allah alone is Razzaq. Nobody else is Razzaq. So whatever a person feeds another person, that is only as far as an outward sabab. But we do not believe at all that that person is the actual one who feeds you. Our wives feed us, our mothers feed us, our shops we earn our rosy, but the belief is absolutely necessary that the shop cannot feed you, the wife cannot feed you, it is only Allah Ta'ala. They are just an outward means, and they are also subject in everything to Allah Ta'ala. They cannot do anything besides Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah alone is the doer of everything. So this, like for example, the Christians believe in Trinity, that is open shirk. The Hindus believe in so many gods, that is open shirk. So we believe in one Allah, but it is very necessary we believe only that everything happens only by the will of Allah Ta'ala. Not only in words we believe in Allah Ta'ala. Like a beautiful example is given, that if for example somebody put golden idols in the masjid and say we must worship these idols will do all your work for you. Everyone will say this is kufr, this is shirk, take out these idols even if they are made of gold. But the same idol, now a person melts it and makes Kruger rants about it, from it, and he gives it out and he says this will do your work for you. Then we all will accept it wholeheartedly, that this will do our work. So in whichever form it is, shirk must be shunned completely. The oneness of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, Tawheed, we have to maintain, and for this effort is required, that a person brings the true Tawheed in his life and believes only in Allah Ta'ala. Our adhan starts with Allahu Akbar 4 times, ends with Allahu Akbar 2 times. Our namaz, almost every time we change from posture to posture, it is with Allahu Akbar. So the greatness of Allah, and also the command of Allah, that Allah's command is absolute. Allah's command is the final and only command that we should submit to. And also, whether I understand the command or not, it's not dependent on my understanding. It is dependent that it is the command of Allah. Once that is established, it is the command of Allah. Whether I understand it or not, to the best of my ability, I must fulfill that command of Allah. So the first command which Allah gave in order to acquire salvation is that we should believe in Allah and only make Allah's ibadat. We shouldn't be obedient, subservient to anyone else besides Allah. Only to Allah we submit, and we only believe in Allah. So that is the first requirement for salvation in the akhirat, and to gain Jannat and to get saved from Jahannam. May Allah give us this tawfiq that we make effort in this direction to correct our iman and our yaqeen. That is the most greatest asset we have got, the most important asset which we have to look after and properly and go from this world with that iman. May Allah Ta'ala aid us and help us in this.